From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up his visit to Geneva. He said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. Arab media, meanwhile, are reporting more violence in Syria's largest city, Aleppo. Edward Uranian reports.
Shelling and airstrikes pummeled targets on government and rebel sides of Syria's largest city, Aleppo, for the 11th day since a two-month-old ceasefire agreement began to break down. Syrian state TV, quoting medical sources, reported six civilians were killed and 40 wounded in government-held western districts of Aleppo after rebel militias fired rockets, mortars, and artillery. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
There was a tense call Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted off to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. Most of the country's lawmakers fled the area over the weekend when Muqtada al-Sadr's followers charged into the parliament building. This is VOA News.